Yo, yo, yo. What's up, people? It's Greg Lunt. It is October 30th, 2018, and I'm not exactly sure what I want to say today. I just figured that I'd come on and maybe give a little bit of an update since it's been quite a while since I've done one of these. And the last like few weeks, I've been kind of itching to get back at it. And I've been doing my fantasy football podcast every few weeks, to my chagrin, because my team sucks. And we have like these weekly penalties or bi-weekly penalties where basically every 2 weeks, whichever team has the least points has to produce content for the rest of the league. I did a few on Goodwill early in the season, and then I started losing even more, and so now I'm required to do them. So that's been keeping me going a little bit with podcasting, but I definitely haven't done one of these where I just sit down in front of the mic and talk. You know, by the end of the 50th episode that I did, I was pretty frustrated with the process, and I think that was because things were starting to happen for me a little bit. And I was seeing a girl, and I didn't really want to talk about it. And I was working on this app that I didn't really want to talk about. Then it was crypto was basically the only other thing that I was into, and I wasn't gonna about to make a crypto podcast. So I kind of ran out of subjects. Maybe that's an excuse, but also, you know, if I want to talk about what's on my mind, those were the things that were on my mind, and I wasn't in a place where I felt comfortable sharing. But I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling really good where I'm at. I moved, so I live in North Hollywood now, not far from where I was in Hollywood, but, you know, it's been interesting. I could probably just tell the story of what happened. That's a fucking crazy story on why I had to move. And there's a lot of elements to it. Where do I even start? One day, I'm sitting on the couch with my friend in my apartment, and I get a knock on the door. And I go get it, and he's like, "Hey, my name's Haim. I'm, like, you know, working with the new property management who had, like, you know, bought my place, like, a year ago. They bought up a lot of real estate where I am. I've been illegally subletting for 2 years, so it didn't matter to me. Now all my payments are online. I don't have to deal with my friend anymore who has been subletting it to me, you know, paying the rent. I can just pay it myself and whatever. They don't know who I am." And so they come to the door and they're like, "We're asking people to move out. You know, we're offering people money to move out." And I was like, "Oh, well, that's interesting. How much money?" And they're like, "We've been offering between $12,000 and $15,000. And I'm like, "Hey, all right." I'm like, can I get back to you?" And he's like, "Yeah, yeah. Like, what's your name?" I'm like, "Greg." And he's like, "All right, here's my stuff. We traded information." And then that was that, right? And so I go sit with my friend and we're trying to debating it. And by the end of the conversation, I'm just like, you know what? After everything's said and done, taxes and splitting it and, like, you know, moving costs, I'm going to make out with like $1,000 or $2,000 maybe, and I'm going to have to move. And it's like, I just don't want to do that. So I kind of just let it go. And so, you know, that goes away. Fast forward 2 weeks. I've been seeing this girl from December until May. So we're now at like, June, right? We're now first week of June. And, things go sour, we decide not to see each other anymore. And it was emotional for me. And so it's day three after the breakup, right? And I am still feeling it. It's kind of like the heart of it. You know, it's like you just got to get past those first few days are going to be the toughest, and it all depends on how deep you were in it. And, you know, I had some strong feelings in it, and it was a difficult situation, but, you know, it needed to happen. And so it was just like, you know, you deal with your feelings as they come up. And so I was dealing with them, and it was so soon. I hadn't even really, you know, gave all the details to my brother. And so he was coming over that day, and we were going to go on a hike, and I was going to tell him, you know, what happened and what was up. And, okay, so there's actually, yeah, this is like a very layered story, but, sorry, backtrack now. This is before anything. This is like February. I'm at a bachelor party in Las Vegas. I might have made a podcast. I probably made a podcast talking about it. I was doing work in crypto, and like part of it was like my funds got kind of like caught up in this certain cryptocurrency that is like, it's not a scam, but it's like, it's very loosey-goosey on how this stuff all works, you know? And so I had some money like tied up in a wallet that I couldn't get out. And so I had been like downloading these third-party clients in order to like kind of hack the code of the wallet. Not hack it, but like, you know, it was kind of hacking it with the assistance of like Reddit and these other places where people were like helping. And I was trying to get my funds and access to my funds. I gave up. I couldn't. This is back in Vegas. I couldn't get it. So I said, you know what? I'm not selling it right now anyway. I'm just going to leave it in the wallet for now and I'll get back to it. So, you know, I'm sure the greatest time to go try and hack that shit is when you're dealing with a breakup, right? So for whatever reason, I'm in this like emotional state and I'm like, I need to get my money back. Like now's the time, right? And I start fucking around on this stuff. I go on Reddit. I'm like trying to get some help. This one guy's messaging me. He's like, you know what? I'll help you out. Let me jump into this Slack chat with, you know, where the developers hang out for this crypto. And, you know, I can show them the problem and they can try and help you. I said, all right, cool. So I open up the Slack channel. It doesn't actually, I'm not actually in the chat, but I can see it. It was either Slack or maybe it was like Telegram or Discord or like one of these chats, right? Where I could actually open it up, not be signed in as a member and still kind of watch the chat box. And so he goes off on his way, I guess. And I go back to the third party software and I start trying some of the old commands that I was using back in February that would show me my balance and that would try and send the transaction to a different wallet. And I start typing in some of the code, then I do like a check balance again and like 75% of the funds are missing. And I'm like, what? I'm like, why'd that number just change? And I like click open to the chat room and I just see like, this kid's money just got hacked. Does he know? And I'm like, again, I'm not even logged in. I'm just kind of like watching people talk about me. And they're like, oh, I don't know what happened, da-da-da-da. I know he was messing with this other software, da-da-da-da. And they're all, like, concerned and trying to figure out what happened. They're like, yeah, I mean, it looks like that software has been compromised, and it had been for a while. It was, like, an older software. And so, you know, I'm trying to figure out what happened, and I start going, fuck, right? And my brother had come over for the hike, and when he came over, I was working on this stuff right before that. And I was like, yo, just wait like 10 minutes, just hang out by the couch. So I start going into it and that's when this happens. And I start losing the money and I'm like, fuck. And my brother's like, what? And I'm like, I think I just got a bunch of money stolen from me. And he's like, what do you mean? I kind of tell him. And then I like, it comes to the realization that like, this is what happened. And I just had like $3,000 stolen from me at a time when money is tight. So I'm like, fuck, you know, I've been dealing with this breakup and I'm kind of like right in the midst of that. And then I just get all this money stolen from me. And I'm like, I just start tearing up kind of. And like my brother just starts like massaging me and he's just like, it's fine, dude. Like, it's fine. You know, and I'm just kind of, I don't know. I was just upset. I was just letting the feelings come up in me. And then I hear a knock on the door. And, you know, I'm not moving, my body. And so my brother just immediately like goes over to the door and he's like, hello. And they're like, hey, is Greg there? And he's like, no, what's up? And they're like, yeah, so this is a letter that, we're going to need to get you out of this apartment or you're going to be evicted if you don't leave. Because, you know, we found out that he's illegally subletting. You know, obviously, my idiot self, I had told them my name was Greg when they came around for the fucking offering that money around. And they really were offering money to like every apartment. But I had given my name And I guess they went back to, and they must, you know, I guess they just looked it up and it was like, well, Kenny's on the thing. Who the fuck's Greg? They asked a few neighbors around. The eviction notice thing that they handed me said, like, you know, kid with tattoos and fucking like piercing. And they kind of like described me, brown hair, has been living here for at least a year, blah, blah, blah. So they, I guess they just talked to a few neighbors. Cause I was in like the first apartment. And so pretty much everyone saw me coming in and out, but I didn't have a lot of relationships with the neighbors. So, you know, they probably just asked a couple people and they were like, yeah, he's been there for a fucking hot second. My brother's like, all right. So he closes the door and I'm listening to this conversation and I'm just staring at the wall. My soul has like rolled back into my skull and I'm just like, I'm a zombie. Okay. But there was something really awesome about that moment. And I mean awesome in the sense of the word awe. Like, yeah, I was sad. Yeah, I was scared. Yeah, I was confused and I was angry at myself. But at that same instant, diametrically opposed, I was negative and I was also like supremely grateful and felt like, wow, this is clearly an amazing opportunity that's just been given to me. I learned a lesson by getting this money stolen from me. I've cleared my life of, you know, a relationship that probably didn't have a long-term future. And now I'm being forced to move out of this apartment where a lot of those memories are stored. And, you know, all things from crypto and relationships and recording podcasts in there and having interactions with family. And I just felt like this wave of like, this is great. So it's like, you can be sad and allow yourself to feel that, but just know that this is something bigger that's happening. And I felt it as it was happening and it was pretty, pretty crazy. So I sat down and obviously like Andrew and I start talking about, what I'm going to do. And, you know, he was great and he had some ideas and everything worked out. And, I'm here now. I'm in North Hollywood. The great thing that happened was, you know, they ended up still offering me money to move out because they didn't want to have to go to court and evict someone. So they were like, look, you know, they were really nice. They were like, look, we're still going to give you 10 grand. And then I ended up splitting that with the guy who's actually on the lease, who I'm subletting from. And then after everything was done, I still got 2 grand. So I ended up making out really well out of it. And the new apartment that I'm in now in North Hollywood is just like, it's perfect, man. Like I couldn't have drawn this up any better. And it's just much nicer. And, you know, it's got a kitchen with a breakfast bar and I fucking have a patio that goes out like private access to a pool, bro. And I have like, it's a studio, but there's like this big divider in the middle that's like super dope. And like I put stuff on it and it divides the place. And then with the breakfast bar, it's basically like I have 3 little sections. I remounted my TV and like got some artwork up and like everything's great. And, you know, I have access to this pool and they have a gym in the building and the laundry. It's all right next to my apartment. Again, I have the first apartment on the first floor. So it's like, except this one's not outside. You know, my last one was outside. This is like a keyed building with like a, you know, everything. So I'm really grateful, man. It's like, how did I end up here? I know how I ended up here. I was doing all the right things and then everything broke, you know, for the best. Sometimes when things break, it doesn't mean that everything's over. It just means there's more volatility. And volatility isn't bad if it's fundamentally supported by the things that you're doing in life. And so if you break through some kind of bullshit that you've been dealing with and you start noticing things about yourself or you start failing, quote unquote, at like the things that you're working on, what it's doing is it's opening up new opportunities. It's not that you suck at something. It's that you broke that. That wasn't for you at that moment. And now you think that you're going downward, but really what you're really doing is you're just about to like land on a trampoline. So instead of freaking out on the way down, just prepare yourself to jump as high as you can off that next bounce. And the only time that shit can go wrong is if you just like free fall and don't enjoy the fucking fall. You know what I mean? That's what happens sometimes, is that you get faced with a bunch of bullshit and you just man up or woman up and you like look at it in the face and it's like, all right, that's life. But I know that because the harder the hardship I go through, the harder the bounce I'm going to take off the trampoline. And that's pretty much what's happened to me. And I had been preparing for it. And preparing for it actually creates it sometimes. You know, all of the bad shit that started happening to me was stuff that I created willingly. That's what I wanted to happen deep down, because I knew that it was the only way. I'm very all in of a person in the way that I do things. And so it's fitting that all those things came to a head at the same time. And I felt it. I felt it in the moment, and I still feel it now. And I've ridden that wave of gratitude. I've only been here, let's see, July, August, September, October. So 4 months, I've got an insane amount of shit done. You know, we're entering that time of year now. Tomorrow's Halloween. And there's a lot of self-exploration, I think, low-key, that gets done towards the end of the years, where people just kind of like open up and kind of reevaluating what's up in their life. Halloween is this, it's the day of the dead, right? It's like you're communicating with, everything is in play. You know, there's spirits in the air. There, you start to feel things again about like what life is. And then you move into Thanksgiving and you're grateful. And then you move into the holidays and you're more grateful, and you prepare for another year of life. So we're entering that stage now, here at the end of October. And I've just, I crushed this summer. This is the second summer in a row that I just fucking took it by the throat. And last year paid off for me. Last year paid off pretty big. So yeah, I'm really excited about the end of this year and what the new year is going to bring. The app is coming along great. I just need to find a developer now. So it's kind of the backwards approach to how you'd think a company started, right? Or at least a tech app is started, is normally you have like one guy does one thing and one guy codes or whatever. You have like that coder from the beginning and you just like 50-50 partners and you come up with an idea and you go after it. For me, it's like I came up with this idea and I'm like trying to figure out ways to build it as I go for the cheapest and the fastest without falling off course. And I knew I needed a developer back in April, but I wasn't able to, you know, it's hard to just find a technical co-founder. And so I was reading an article one day that resonated with me, and it was like, dude, you need to just keep going and don't worry about finding someone. It'll come to you when the time is right and you'll meet them, but you have to keep growing your business and your product and do what you can do. And so I was like, all right, like I fuck with that. And so I just kept going, and like I invested a bunch of money and got my prototype built, but I did it for, you know, I got a prototype built for like, it ended up being about $4,000 over around, I don't know, 2.5 months of like, you know, communicating with a team in India and just kind of managing, sending them designs and telling them what every button does. And it came out pretty good. So the two major features that I want to showcase are already built. You know, when you're trying to recruit technical talent in a place like I'm in, where you just have an idea, basically, and I have, you know, a bunch of resources and kind of stuff in place foundationally that make this attractive. But at the end of the day, it's still just an idea, as far as like when you're a developer and you're thinking about what project am I going to take on next to work for equity mostly. I have to believe in it, and I have to know that everything's in place. And so for me, you know, the prototype is a nice way to stand out, because it's showcasing the two game-changing features for the dating app, which are the voice messaging. And so I have all the voice functionality built into it, as well as this question game that's going to be used to open conversations. As far as the mechanics of that, I'm not going to go into, but basically, you know, it's attacking the ideas that the opener sucks and the messaging sucks and texting sucks. And so I'm reevaluating the way that people communicate on these introduction apps, which is essentially what they are. No one's really innovating on the messaging side. They're all working on the discovery side, which is who and how you match people. No one is innovating on the post-match side. You know, I have big ideas for where this could go, but this is kind of like going to be the first iteration of introducing voice to the masses on in a way that is an attractive use case, because when you hear somebody speak, there's a lot more emotion and tone and sense of humor and energy that you can reach into and kind of understand who that person is way better than if it's a text message. And so for something like dating, where you're trying to exhibit as much personality as you can as quickly as possible without trying too hard, as long as there are tools for the users to use voice without just saying, okay, now just start talking, and you give them little questions and prompts and ways to interact that work well around voice, you can create a pretty powerful experience. And so I'm super excited about what we're building, and it's just a waiting game at this point, as far as being able to share it with you guys. But I do want to have something out on the market early next year, like by quarter one of next year. That's kind of the date that I've been saying and putting it out there, that that's what I want. With the next month or two, I've booked in for like kind of recruiting somebody. You know, I'm an incorporated company, so as far as legal, I have a strong legal team also that I'm working with. Because, you know, there's a lot of nuance when you're trying to build something from scratch and you have high expectations and you have big dreams about what you're doing. This is the first time that I've ever had an idea for a product, for something that I could sell that was like my idea. So I've sold products before, but they've either been like for companies or for other individuals and selling their products and services. Or the one time I kind of did it myself was when I sold bracelets on Amazon. There were these like hair tie bracelets, made of stainless steel, and like they were practical, and I chose them because the numbers told me to. So on Amazon.com, you can download and pay for this like plugin for your browser that when you visit any Amazon search results, you can press the plugin and it'll tell you everything about those results in terms of each listing and the competition for that search result and the pricing and the weight. You know, all these things that you need to think about when you're evaluating what you want to sell. You know, who is the competition? What is the product made of? Like, what? Like, it's just stuff that is important. And the numbers told me after exhaustive research that these bracelets would sell. And they did sell. But it wasn't like my product that I invented. You know what I mean? It was just like something, it was someone else's thing, even though I was kind of getting them manufactured in China and kind of doing my own thing with them. It wasn't like a passion project. It was just, this is a way to potentially make money project. Whereas this app is like, my whole soul is in it. I wouldn't put myself in this position if I didn't know this was legit. And what's been amazing is the amount of support that I've gotten. It's really been overwhelming. In a way, well, not really. I haven't been overwhelmed by it because I have like this ridiculous high expectation for myself. And like, I know this idea is fucking amazing. So the fact that like literally every single person is like gushing on it, and like, you can tell when people are just sucking your dick and they're like, oh, you know, like, yeah, that's a good idea, man. Like that's cool. Let me know. Versus like their eyes light up and they start giving you ideas about, oh, and then you could do this and you could do this. And it's like, I got you. You know what I mean? Like, you see it. So like, I've been getting everyone to see it, like bar none. And I've been on a lot of these networking apps. Shaper is one of them, S-H-A-P-R, and then Bumble, the dating app, they have like a business side, Bumble Biz. And, you know, as far as Shaper, it's more formal. It's like a real networking app where like it's Tinder style, basically. I've been setting up a lot of calls in there with like professionals and coaches and designers and developers and just contacts, other entrepreneurs, things like that, whereas the Bumble Biz side has been more of a consumer insight platform for me, where I'm sharing the idea with people and they're giving me feedback on what they think about it. And they're already like kind of pre-selected because they're in Bumble already. So it's like they have a dating app on their phone. And so their opinions are actually pretty valid because they're users. And then I'm getting a ton of their email addresses as well. I probably, over the last 4 or 5 months, have probably accumulated like 70, 80 email addresses. And I've talked to a few hundred people. And so I'm getting a really good feel of where this is going. So if the first iteration is kind of this question game that opens into voice messaging, and also the profiles are going to have voice notes in them. So instead of like about me sections, you're going to have little voice samples that people put in there. And so for yourself, you know, you'll open up, you'll choose a question from an exhaustive list of like intellectual, smart, well thought out questions, and you'll pick one that you think, okay, I kind of like that, and you have a good answer for it, and you'll put a little voice sample in your profile, and that'll go along with your pictures, as well as like some multiple choice games in the profile. It's very easy to fill out. You don't have to like gruel over what you're going to type about your about me. It's much more representative of who you are. Like when you're looking through other people, you're going to be like, oh, I have a much better feel for who Amy is because I can hear her voice and I can see her pictures, and like it just makes more sense. And so the larger vision is probably something around live dating. And so, you know, the way it is now is you open up the apps and you can kind of swipe and connect and message. But what if there was a place where you could log in and everyone was logged in at the same time? And there were like games going on that had to do with like voice messaging and like maybe voice speed dating kind of stuff, where maybe once a day or a couple times a week or whatever it is, or multiple times a day, you'd get a ping, hey, like it's HQ or something. Hey, you know, this shit's going on right now. Log on. Everyone gets on. And then there's like dating games that happen. And I have a few ideas for the mechanics of some of those. And that's a little bit of a longer term vision, but not too long. Talk about a game changer, right? So at first, it's kind of like the voice notes is like a new approach. But if you can quickly swing that into creating community around dating, it also makes it a lot more authentic with the voices. So like, it's just a better overall experience for everybody. I have a lot of ideas on how to flesh that out. And none of it is groundbreaking technology. Like this can all be coded. I just need a coder at this point. And so that's a lot of what the networking has been about. And I'm very confident that I'll find someone in the next month or two. And 2019 is going to be very, very interesting year in my life, where I went into 2018 thinking, okay, big things are ahead because the crypto market was crushing. And then January was a good month too. I thought I had shit figured out then, but then, you know, you realize that you're not in control of the market. Whereas when you're selling a product or service and you're an entrepreneur and have your own business, that's how you're creating income for yourself, and you're not relying on the market. You're not relying on anything else other than how you navigate the market, right? And so this year I have this product that I'm going to be building. For years and years, I've been doing this online messaging optimization stuff where, you know, I'm getting people to click on things and to buy things, and these calls to action that people resonate with, and doing tests about how do I get people to do stuff, right? Whether it's on Amazon or email or Facebook or landing pages or everything. And so once I'm able to put something out, the iteration process, the optimization, the kind of like listening to your users and doing what they want in order to create a better flow, that falls right into my sweet spot, as well as my marketing chops. And so I'm going to be able to get users for this, right? I mean, user acquisition for a dating app is not that difficult. If you can make a decent video and just throw it on fucking Facebook ads and Instagram ads, you can get people to download it. And then it's just about, were you ready for the volume, like from a server perspective? And then were you also ready for it from a product perspective, most importantly? Is your product built to grow? Will people talk about it to their friends? Is it a good experience for people? And are you ready to like move quickly based on the data? you know, and not like, do you have the infrastructure in place? And so that's what I've been building. And so now it's like, all right, it's go time. Let's get a coder. And I have, you know, a ton of resources to show people. And I'm excited about starting these meetings up over the next couple of weeks. So yeah, that's been what's like top of mind for me. It's pretty much all I think about and all I've been working on. Been reading a lot. I've been exercising a lot, and things are slowing down a little bit for me in terms of like emotional responses. I'm in a good place of controlling myself and noticing things pop up in me and asking questions like, why do I feel this way? And it's been kind of an exponential growth in awareness over the last year, more so than ever. And I can't see why it won't get faster. When you tie that in with this idea that I have, with this vision that I have, because it's really, you know, a vision of a different world that's bringing a lot of value to people. And I can change the way that people interact on their mobile device and make it more authentic. You think about, how am I going to change the world, right? I don't know the exact answer to that, but I do know that this is going to be my first real shot at like swinging for the fences here. I'm pretty much all in at this point when you talk about mental resources, financial resources. Look, I mean, it's not that I'm doing it on purpose. If I could make this happen overnight, I would, but I'm also not scared to take my shot here because the timing has lined up so well. Everything is just in line with this, and I'm seeing so clearly on it. And again, the support that I've gotten has been, it's been satisfying for sure. And I should be more grateful for it. I should be focusing more gratitude towards the support, where I kind of take it for granted how many people I have in my life that love me and want to see me do well. I always think about when you do get big, the people that will come out of the woodworks, and I'm sure there will be plenty for me. And like, I'm kind of excited to see who that will be, because I have my thoughts on who it might be. Because, you know, people fade off in the distance and you're like, oh, I see. And then when you blow up, they're going to be, hey, what's up, dude? What's good? I heard that app thing's doing. I saw you in TechCrunch, dude. That app is looking pretty good. I downloaded it. Nice job. Hey, I'm going to be in Cali in a couple of weeks. We should get together. Oh, really? You want to hang out now? Oh, that's cool. Because I remember last time I hit you up, you bailed on me that time. You remember that? Oh, yeah, dude. You didn't get my email? I sent you an email. But yeah, dude, I'll hit you up when I'm in Cali, and it'll be great to catch up. You know, I've been meaning to talk to you. We'll see. Maybe I'm just really cynical, but you always hear about that happening. So, and not that any of these guys will be those guys, but I'm going to a wedding this weekend in Long Island in New York. And I haven't talked to my college buddies in a while, and so we'll see what's up with them, and that should be fun. And I got this fresh-ass tux. Dude, if you fucking want to rent a tux, it's like $150 at Men's Warehouse for the weekend. Are you kidding me? I went to like this small tux shop. It's actually called Gregory's Tuxedo. How about that? In North Hollywood. So I go in there, and they got some nice selection, and you can buy them for $200. And I also got a shirt and a tie, and I got it hemmed for $200. So now I've got this nice black tux, but I got the black shirt. You feel me? So I have the light blue bow tie on the black shirt with the black tux, and I'm just going to be looking fresh to death. We'll see if there's any lucky ladies at the wedding, but probably not. I'm really looking at it as kind of a networking event. I don't know, like, you don't keep in touch with some people, but then there's like extended networks. Like, it's going to be a Jewish geography fest there. And I'm going to see some people that I haven't seen in a while, that you just never know how things go. And so I just want to make a good impression, because this might be the last time that they all see me before I start making some waves. So yeah, it'll be nice to show up best dressed, You know, it's a black tie wedding. Obviously, I didn't just get a tuxedo, by the way. Frankly, I'm not a big fan of that. Making people have to like get tuxes. It's like not everyone has a tux, man. And I definitely don't have $200 right now to be dropping on one, but it was just a better investment than $150 and give it back. And I have to go to the wedding. It's my roommate of 4 years from college. It's like the homie. So that'll be nice to see all of them, get dressed up, get a good night of dancing in, because honestly, I haven't had a good night of dancing in like too many months at this point. It's been a few months. You need to get in like a 5 hour dance session and just, and be feeling yourself. That's what it's really about. It's not even about the exercise or it's about the release. You know, you gotta just feel swaggy and kind of get in there and make, you're so swagged out that you make other people feel swaggy. You know what I mean? They're just like, okay. And like, you don't give a fuck and you just get it. Like that is kind of the level that I aspire to every time I get on the dance floor. And it helps. A little bit of liquor helps. You know what I mean? To get the juices flowing. So I'm probably going to wrap this one up. I feel like I got some good shit. I think I'm just going to drop this straight onto the fucking greglunt.com. And I'm not sure if I'm going to do this every week, but maybe I should. It just depends kind of how things progress. I mean, look, I'll have a story for next week. I'll get to talk about the wedding and how that went. So I don't know, maybe we bring the podcast back into the new year. That would be kind of cool, to be honest with you. Like I'm ready to maybe start talking again now that I feel like I can talk about my idea in more depth. At this time there's nothing that I really need to hold back. I'm a pretty open book. I might just edit this tonight and then we'll see. I mean, it is Wednesday tomorrow too, which is ironic, because that is the day that I used to post. Let's fucking do that. So I'm going to edit this either tonight or into tomorrow, post it, and then I guess I'll do one next week too, and then see where it goes. So I love you, and I will catch you next week, I guess. Unnamed podcast is still going to be unnamed because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But yeah, I'll see you next week. Peace out. Niggas asking why I smoke so many blunts, huh? Because these backwards and these blunts are full of numb, huh? And all this activist and drinking make me numb, huh? The only time I feel at peace is when I'm dumb, huh? I keep the flashy Jesus pieces when I'm stunned, huh? I keep recording million pieces when I'm stunned, huh? Them dumbass teachers and police, you said I be nothing, huh? I dug the priest and chased